case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
It's National Science Week.
Yeah,
I feel like
very
we should
exciting.
Do an experiment to see how many times it takes you to turn my microphone on.
Well, I could just do that and then I could talk.
I can just scream if you want.
I could turn all mics off and then no one would hear us. No, I'm just kidding.
And then we'd get in lots of trouble. So yeah, it is National Science Week and, you know, it's been making me think about science back in my day in school, and it was a very weird and wonderful science class.
It was a fun class, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had some interesting teachers in science, and, you know, you seem to do, like, because it was a very practical class, there was, like, obviously, probably, like 60% theory, but then that 40% of prac was...
It was amazing.
It was a good time. When you had a prac class, and it was like, oh, yes, what
all
are we doing today?
Science teachers are quite weird, aren't they? I had science teachers that are weird.
I had one that was a professor who went to Antarctica and he had some cool stories.
Oh, that's exciting.
But I feel like everyone has a story, whether it's from their class or a rumour around the school of like, oh, 2 years ago, the year 10 set the science classroom on fire and, you know, everyone got evacuated. Yeah. I feel like there is a ton of those stories out there in the world of what happened in science class. And we want to hear them. 533-1031 is the number. We've got a couple up on our Facebook page already, which is great to see. This one made me laugh this morning because the teacher wanted to get back at the kids who were doing a little bit of a farty-farty in the classroom for passing wind. So Lisa said that her teacher decided to mix up a bit of her concoction and slowly walk around the classroom with this beaker and, like, it would slowly leak out a smell that was rotten eggs, and everyone just smiled and laughed and then realised how horrendous it smelled.
Yes.
And I think it's fair to say that those boys never did one again because the teacher... one up them pretty much with the smell.
Oh, you want a smell? I'll give you a smell. Yeah, 533-1031. What happened in science class? We want to hear some stories.
Kate from Ballarat East, do you have a story about what happened in science class?
I do. In my year 9 science class, we were dissecting eyeballs, and a group of boys decided at the end of the class to take the leftovers home on the bus.
Ooh.
And filled their pockets. And as we were driving into Bray Raceway, which is the bus interchange, they started throwing eyeballs out the window at other schools.
Oh, God. Did they get in trouble from the school being like, why did you take eyeballs from the classroom?
I don't know if there was any repercussions or if anyone ever found out. Cause I'm assuming at the end of class they would have just thrown them all out. But, yeah, so... heap of kids got hit with sheep eyeballs.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's not for me. It's bad enough in science class having to dissect it, let alone getting the lingering product getting thrown at you on your way home from school.
And I can remember I can remember the smell as well. Oh, awesome. Thanks for the story, Kate.
No worries at all.
Keith from Alfreton, what happened in science class?
Well, I was doing an experiment with one of my mates, and you know how you get that Bunsen burner? He put some... mothballs in the Bunsen, in the little beaker over the Bunsen burner and melted them.
Ooh.
Then he poured it down the sink.
That's just poison, like straight up.
Well, he poured it down the sink and, of course, mothballs get hard, and he ended up flooding the lab, and I got in trouble for it for some reason. Don't know why.
Because you were an accomplice
to it, let's
be honest.
Oh, wow, that really sucks. Thanks, Keith.
No worries.
I feel like with Bunsen burners in science class, the whole fun of it is just burning different things to see how they burn.
Yeah, see, I'm scared of fire, so I was never the one to try and do that, but I would be in, like, the little groups of people, like, doing the experiments, being like, let's just set this thing on fire. I'm like, can we not? No, thank you. I was scared of fire.
You were the goody two-shoes in the class.
Just because I'm scared of it getting, like, not because I'm scared of getting in trouble, scared because I'm scared of me setting on fire. That's the reason.
Well, we have a Facebook post up on our Facebook page, Power FM Ballarat on Facebook. Let us know some of the funny stories that you got up to in science class, okay? And
celebrate National Science Week.
Yeah.
Josh and Maddie, Power FM.